Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Okay, I think we are ready to rock and roll. Want to welcome everybody to a wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. It is there's no definition of today. It's Saturday. It's the day after Good Friday. It's the day before Easter. And I learned yesterday from a seven-year-old. Those of you who are on Facebook already read this, but Elise, age seven, taking her up to Chinese immersion class, which is the class that our middle daughter, Emily, takes on Fridays, and one of the other gals that I was commuting up, Ellie, I said, do you know what today is? And she said, yeah, it's Friday. I said, well, do you know specifically what it is? She said, oh, yeah, it's Good Friday. And I said, well, what's good about it? And she said, well, today was the day that Jesus had his last dinner with his guys. And I said, really, well, why is that so good? Well, he was also crucified. And I said, you mean like couscous, crucified? And she said, yeah, crucified. And I said, well, why is that good? Well, he was crucified to save us from the dead. And I thought, this is hilarious, absolutely hilarious. I thought it was funny. So if you're not laughing, well, then you don't think it's funny. But I thought I would share that with the group because it is Easter weekend, and you guys are on the call with us live, and we have with us today Dan and Jean Brock, who I didn't know this about Jean, that one of her wonderful members of her group, Don Kaiser, reminded me this morning that Jean is a doctor. She has a PhD in nursing, and that's her background. And then Dan, the other member of the duo, his background is in dental technician. Am I saying that right, Dan?
That's correct.
Okay. And did you do anything else in your repertoire occupation-wise besides in the dental industry?
No, that was it. I have had somewhat extensive experience doing network marketing, but the dental lab is what pretty much put food on the table until that stopped happening, and I really did need Nikan in order to support my family and me.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you guys, Dan and Jean, for agreeing to give up 30 minutes of your morning, and I know you guys are regular listeners to Saturday AM Live, and so it's an honor of mine to have you on the call. And, before I forget, I do have a few announcements that we're going to talk about after Dan and Jean are finished, so just hang tight, and we'll get to those. But I want to jump right on in, and let's talk about you guys of why Nikan. What did you do prior? I just shared a little bit, you know, both nursing and then the dental lab technician side of things. Why did you go into that? And you guys can take turns, and then, you know, you don't have to give us the elongated version, but I'm always fascinated by why people choose certain occupations and certain careers, and then how that bridges into Nikan and how we can leverage that. So, ladies first, Jean, you go first, and why nursing?
Okay, Dan already decided I should go first because I talk fast. Then he can have that. No, actually, why nursing? I grew up in a medical family, bottom line, read all the Cherry Ames student nurse books and all those, and that was where I was headed for a long time. But I did about 15 years of hospital nursing, and during that time, well, and before that, I did the military daughter's version of candy striping at a military hospital in high school. So I was pretty sure I was going to be a nurse. However, after about 15 years of hospital nursing, I came to the conclusion I was really taking care of an awful lot of people who didn't need to have been in that state in their life if they'd only known a little bit about how to make better choices. Let's face it, some people don't really care about making better choices, but there are many people who just don't know that they have better choices for their health. So I started interviewing outside hospitals and ended up working, it's what we call occupational health nursing, used to be called industrial nursing, for the corporate world, in other words. Ended up in a publishing company in Dallas initially, and over the years I worked for five or six different companies around the country. Doing this, basically managing health services, in other words, for the companies, and being the on-site nurse. And so the exciting thing there, that's when health promotion, or what we're calling wellness now, which is really becoming a big buzzword, HR directors were going to their meetings and hearing you've got to have a health promotion program because it's really good for retention and recruiting. So I, at the time, had also entered a master's degree program in health education, not nursing. And so this was fantastic for me. I did all the routine first aid and workers' comp and paperwork, which was not the most fun part. But I got to start instituting, nutrition programs, fitness programs, stress management programs. So I did that for really the last 25 years, except for a short stint in academia. And so how I was introduced to Nika, and actually I was so enjoying what I was doing job-wise, AOB-wise, for the most part, not thinking about the fact that I was basically building someone else's business and that I didn't have a lot of time freedom. But I also wasn't saving real well for retirement with all the moves we had. So there was some point there where a friend introduced me to these weird insoles because I'd injured my foot doing a 10K and wasn't getting better very fast. So bottom line is I got into product experience, and then I started buying other products and had more neat experiences. I was not looking for business at all until I started realizing that friends of mine were starting to retire early. And honestly, I wasn't even sure I'd be able to retire late at that point because I just wasn't going to be financially in the position to even think about retirement. And so somewhere along the line there, I started thinking about how many people I could really help, because I told other people about the mag steps, I told other people about the sleep system, and people had bought them just, you know, based on my experience. And so then I started really thinking about how much I could help other people. And then I ran back into Dan, so I'll let you, he'll tell you, because Dan and I had actually met several years before when I went to my very first wellness preview. He was the speaker. And we had several family transitions during that time when we hadn't even been in touch, and I ran back into him, and we started talking about how to build this business, so I'll let him tell you how he got in.
And just that little caveat right there, Jean, I think it's hilarious that you first met when he was the presenter and not your husband, which is, again, fascinating to me, because we have lots and lots of very successful couples out there in Nikan that were not couples upon their Nikan journey. And I know part of your leadership team above you, Phil and Becky Jacobs, also share the same exact background of meeting at a Nikan function.
That's true.
And then later walking the aisle together, so to speak. It's a wonderful, wonderful attribute and something different and unique that the humans being more philosophy of Nikan seems to garner. Not, please hear me out on this, folks. Don't think that when you go to a wellness preview or you go to a Nikan meeting or you go to a coffee with somebody and if you're single, you're going to find your soulmate. That's not what I'm endorsing or saying here. I'm just simply saying we have a lot of those special coincidences that tend to happen. And it's because the nature of what Nikan is so differently unique than anything else that's out there. So, sorry to interrupt, but Dan, the floor is yours. So, share with us about your background and, you know, being a dental tech and, you know, how that led up to today.
Well, to follow on with those previous statements, your dreams can come true through Nikan. I'm doing a wellness preview, and I see this foxy lady out in the crowd, and she wasn't Mrs. Dan Brock then, but she is now.
Okay, so take us back a few years before that divine encounter, and why a dental technician? What, I mean, that was the aspiration as a kid to make stuff that goes in people's mouths, or what?
Actually, I guess from childhood I had wanted to be independent, entrepreneurial, self-employed, and that type of thing. And when the possibility of learning something that I could do with my hands and go wherever I wanted to in the world, and it would be a viable means of making a living, the dental lab trade was perfectly. In fact, I have had a chance to go to Jerusalem and visit a dental lab in Jerusalem, and they were doing exactly the same thing. So I probably could have gotten a job there.
Wow.
So the thing that happened is I decided I didn't want to raise my kids in the big city of Dallas-Fort Worth. I moved to the little town of Gainesville in North Texas and set up my dental lab in my garage. That way I could be there with the family. I wasn't having to go to an office. Well, we homeschooled the boys there. I had three boys. And the dental lab pretty well provided an income for me, but being in an isolated location, I wasn't able to hire employees and have a large operation. It was just a one-man operation. So it was in a very heavily wooded area. If anybody has seen the videotape Ordinary Heroes, it shows Ray Crum and Charlotte walking down a heavily wooded lane. They were my next-door neighbor. And at one point, I was talking to Ray on the phone, and he told me, Dan, I came across this product. You know how Charlotte's back has been in severe pain for the last year, discomfort, agony, whatever you want to call it. And he said she put this magnetic pad on her back, and she's no longer hurting. And I think we may have something here that we can develop into a business. I hadn't had any physical ailments to speak of, so I didn't relate to anything that I needed, except my dental lab wasn't going to give me retirement. There was no way I was going to be able to sit back and just enjoy the productivity of my earlier years. I was going to have to work until I keeled over and somebody else collected the insurance money. So there was a need there, and Nikan showed the way. I went to a meeting with Ray Crum and saw Kerry Macklin there. Kerry didn't overly impress me, except for the fact that he had been in the business 8 months, 8 or 9 months, driving a Lincoln Mark 8, which was state of the art back then, and was making multiple thousands per month. So I figured, you know, I really need to pay attention to this, because this man has impressed me with something that I really do need.
And if if my memory serves me correct, because I remember that car, I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when Kerry was driving that vehicle, living in Dallas. This would have been back in 93, 94?
84.
Okay. All right. And, you know, here's just a note to self for those of us who are listening, and maybe we're not aggressively building the business, or whatever the case may be, wherever we're at with our Nikan journey, is that we're going to come across people like you, Dan, that are in that position of their life, that what they're doing, that although we may enjoy our occupation, we realize that, is this really going to get me to the point of being able to retire comfortably and actually live a life financially where I want to do it? And if the answer is no, then that's when, as Jeff Van Blerkum on the CD points out so beautifully, 2015, or is this for you? The CD's got multiple different names. Is that we can start working on a plan B while we're, you know, occupationally doing the plan A. A few specific chosen hours throughout the week of connecting with people and getting them information and just asking questions can open that door for that. So, Dan, I'm curious, was it an immediate heart change? I'm jumping into this thing, because you had said background earlier. You'd said background in network marketing, so I'm presuming that you were familiar with other...
The big A.
Okay, so you'd worked with Amway for a while then.
Yes, and I really did enjoy it. I liked the concept, even though the company didn't have the same type of product that everybody needs like Nikan does. But, you know, what you were saying there, many people will carry in the back of their mind that they really do need something else, but most of them won't admit it. They won't even give it serious consideration. I've been interested in what Dennis Williams sometimes says, that he will say things in his presentation that kind of turns up the heat a little bit, because people sometimes won't come face to face with the fact, I really do need this, until enough things are presented that they realize there is a tremendous need there. I need to pursue this and look into it seriously. I thought that to begin with, as you were saying, that that I was doing quite well because, like I said, the dental lab was putting food on the table, but it wasn't providing a retirement for me. So when I saw what Carrie had produced and what Ray Crum in short time produced, I decided this can be the route to get what I really do need as far as retirement.
And let me throw out here something here, Dan, because we all know, we all think retirement is this. And I spent a better part of yesterday with my father doing a variety of different things, volunteer stuff, but running some errands at the same time. And I'm looking at this gentleman, and again, I have a different perspective because he is my dad, but 70 years old, and we stopped by the bank so he could collect his, you know, his Social Security, which my parents, you know, waited till they were 65. I think they waited till they were 65, rather than jumping in at 62. And this is just kind of free money that is his. And it's kind of play to them, but because they will never retire, as we define it here in America. Because when you find something that you're passionate about and you truly enjoy, it's not a job, it's not laboring, it's not work, you just simply enjoy doing it. And so, and I know you both truly enjoy and you would never retire. The fun part about what Nikan affords us is that we could take some time and do other things, and if we've invested in enough people, that retirement of Nikan, that residual, the word we haven't used yet this morning, that residual is going to continue because we've chosen to make an investment in other people. And Gene, you mentioned something earlier that you realize that working for somebody else is not building my future, it's only building their future, and I'm only getting a paycheck out of it.
Exactly.
And that's something that we often forget, that this is why making a heart change and making an investment of our own lives into just simply sharing Nikan with a few other people on a regular basis throughout the week, it does have residual benefits because we don't know where they're at. We never know when we're going to come across somebody like Dan Brock who is already having those thoughts of, well, maybe what I'm doing is not going to be there, or maybe it's not going to do, you know, what I wanted to do. So, Dan, for you, that this journey started 18 years ago, and I wanna fast forward because I know you guys have had multiple, not just dozens, but hundreds of experiences, of life-changing experiences, either in your own lives or in your family members, but with other people. Would you mind each one of you, and you guys know that I don't have a list of questions that I'm going to ask you, and I told you that in advance, that I was just going to throw stuff. But do you have something recently that, or in the last few months, where you introduced a Nikan solution to somebody and it was just profound, I mean, life-altering?
Well, Jean has some stories she wants to tell, but on one occasion, I think this has probably been a year and a half, 2 years ago, we had the thrilling opportunity to go to a dance recital with her two granddaughters.
A little sarcasm.
It was,
six
hours long. And during the dance recital, this lady comes in and sits down next to me, but she's coming in with a walker. So she's obviously got some physical ailments. And since we did have a few laps where we weren't just completely in rapt attention to the dancing going on stage, I had a chance to talk to this lady about some of the things that she was having to deal with. And through that process, I was able to offer her the fact that we might have something that she didn't have to go to the doctor's office to get relief, that she could actually have some things at home that might help her to relieve some of her joint issues and various things that were hurting her so badly. And she has gotten wonderful relief, and these products have done wonders for her, so it was a very well-spent time.
Okay. And
let me just add to that. I've never seen, but she really cannot afford to buy, quote, a lot. Been taking joint, that helps a lot. But I loaned her my Kenko seat. We were in Houston, and we live in San Antonio. So I loaned her the Kenko seat for about 6 weeks till I went back again. And when she realized I was coming back to Houston to get it back, she immediately ordered one. She sleeps on that But what was really interesting, she had by then the 10 power patches that came with her kit, and then she ordered one box of them. When I went down there, I've never seen like she had those power patches lined all the way up and down her back, both sides of the spine, and circled around her wrist and around her elbow. And she is still using them like that rather than buy anything else. And eventually she'll probably get some other products. But she has been disabled. She's an RN, been on disability for 12 years, I think. And most of her fibromyalgia symptoms are completely gone. Some of the other symptoms are still there. But she's walking without her walker pretty consistently now for the first time. So that was really exciting. One that I'm really excited about, just because it's family, and I know there are other people who have challenges with their own family really buying into NECN initially. Of my three wonderful daughters, two of them have been in NECN for several years just to order occasional products. One of them is still pretty skeptical. The other one, Vicki in Virginia, actually has used several things but never really, you know, been that excited until they spent three nights on our sleep system when they stayed with us last October. Her husband, Carlos, said he had never had such a good night's sleep in his life. And bottom line is, in February, they ordered the environmental pack. They have a new baby, by the way. They have a little baby and also a nine-year-old daughter. Then they ordered the sleep system a couple of weeks ago, got it last week, and honestly, it's just so exciting, especially because she's my daughter, that they're just raving about it. Carlos was out mowing the lawn yesterday when she got home and said he'd never had so much energy, and he has slept. He said, I'm dreaming again. I haven't been dreamt for years, and I'm having dreams. And now they want to get the system for their daughter and lots of things for the baby. So that was our most recent one that we're really excited about.
You know, and we forget how powerful those are because it's connecting with somebody who's tried everything, or they've tried multiple different, you know, resources to try and get relief or try to get the quality of life that they're looking for, and then all of a sudden we cross paths with them or we mention it to them or whatever the case may be, and we don't realize that people, unless we start asking questions and bring up conversations, it's not that we want to be talking about the ailments of everybody all the time, because that can get pretty depressing. But at the same time, we have solutions, and the NECN wellness consultants that I know are, regardless of their age, I mean, I always defer back to my dear friend Dr. Ted Lehman, who is 86 years young, and the guy is just so active, and he does not look 86 years young. I mean, he looks like he's 56 or 46. I mean, it's just, it's craziness, but it's because of what NECN has done, and the longer we're in, and my dad made the comment the other day. He said, you know, I saw a picture of you the other day that, well, it must have been about 20 years old or so, and he said, you could tell that, you know, your skin grafts from your burn, you could really, really see them compared to today. It's just not evident. And I said, you know, and I'm thinking that's the body's response to what these solutions will do, because we just don't know. We just never know. I want to switch gears entirely, because I know the two of you last weekend at this very time, 7 days ago, were part of the Pathfinder Summit in Austin, Texas, and the Gold Training Preview the very next day. The summit was 2 days, and then followed by a Gold Training Preview. And for those of us who were not able to be there, I would like you to each share, you know, and I know it's hard because you both probably have pages of notes, but there was so many. I was on the phone last night for 45 minutes with Shirley Jones from Virginia, who was so just overwhelmed by the word excitement doesn't even begin to describe, but the information and the power of what took place at this event, that she came home and she immediately booked her ticket, her airline ticket, for San Diego next October. She said, I'm not going to miss that, and made the arrangements and everything. And you know, we can't even register for San Diego yet, which I will share in a bit in my morning announcement. But for you guys, Dan, Jean, I'm sorry, I can't believe I just said that. For y'all, because you are in Texas.
Hey. Yeah, but telling the truth, Texas, you should have been down here with your cowboy hat for the party.
For y'all, what was, if you could boil it down or say, what, you know, my main takeaway, the thing that just was so significant, because I've had 7 days to kind of absorb it now, from the summit, what was it that was life-changing for you?
Okay, I'll tell you, as you said, lots of nuggets. And I do want to say something about Gold Train, but as far as the summit goes, here's one of the major things I took away. And it may not sound that profound to some, but it was don't leave an event like this as the same person you were when you came. Because I think it's such a tendency to get so hyped up and enjoy it so much. We take all these notes and then put them away when we get home and life starts again and we just forget all the things we've learned. So what I did this time, we had five of our team members come, one all the way from Dallas, who got up at 3 a.m, didn't you, Don, to drive down, and then four from the Austin area. And what I did afterwards, because I got to thinking about that statement that several people made, you know, you've got to leave here with something more than just having had a great time. So what I did is challenge our team that was there to think of at least three ahas from summit that would actually change the way they approach their business, and invited them to share them with us and so that we could discuss. And two of them have gotten back to me, and three of them I know are thinking about it still. And I'm hoping that, I mean, it wasn't one thing that I think it was Dennis Estes had a great presentation on management versus leadership. So I made the point, this isn't an assignment and I'm not managing. I just would like to encourage you to think about what inspired you about it to actually change the way you do things. So that's one of the major things I took away. How about you, Dan?
I think that having been in the business as long as I have, it's very seldom coming up with something brand new, but just reaffirming the things that I may have put on the shelf or just have neglected to do. And going to an event like this, being able to associate with those who have accomplished the things that I'm still reaching for is a wonderful thing to me. The chance to visit with Ken Hankins, and I'm really looking forward to attending the Eagle Summit that he presents. Getting to see Ken and Byra Anderson get the Eagle Award was puts a lump in your throat for how people like they have worked at this business, and the Eagle Award is a wonderful thing that they received. And so just to associate with people who are achieving and to hear the things that they're doing that have gotten them to that position is an inspiration to go out there and redouble the efforts myself. And I know Jean just works like a workhorse at this. Puts me to shame, but it's a wonderful opportunity that no one should allow to get past them, because time is passing, and there are an awful lot of people out there that don't have anybody right now to tell them what this is and how this can answer their needs. So we've got an obligation, a mission.
Well, and I like the way that you just said that, and I know coming from the background of working with another company, because there are network marketing companies out there that do not allow you to associate with people who have achieved what we're working towards, because there's a class system. And, you know, years ago, visiting the country of India, you see this firsthand. There's different levels of people. And another beautiful thing about humans being more in Nikan is that rank does not matter. I mean, it just does not matter. At an event like this, you will be sitting next to people that are, you know, are earning a nice, comfortable five-figure monthly check, and you'd never know it because they're not any different than you and I are. And, you know, the biggest check we got was for, you know, $587, and we've been at this for about 18 months. You know, whatever the case may be, or I'm just getting started, or I just found out about these wonderful solutions, and you're meeting somebody who, you know, 5 years ago was given a death sentence and said, you know, you're going to be dead in 6 months. But because of what Nikan has given to them, they're alive today, and you'd never know it. But that's one of the things that the powerful, you know, takeaways from an event, and I appreciate you stressing that, Dan, because that's the importance of getting to an event of this nature, is that you get to associate with people who have achieved. And I'm not going to say, hey, you need to go to every big event that is out there, but for those of you who are within driving distance, and I'm going to do a quick commercial right now, there next month, the Royal Alliance in Orlando, Florida. If that's nearby, or if you can, or if you want to go to Florida, get away from, you know, the cold of Minnesota, as one of our guests or our listeners was mentioning this morning already, a great opportunity to plug into a major event. Okay, let's switch gears again and to talk about the Gold Training Preview. And this, for those of us who are not aware, the Gold Training that NECN has completely revamped will be part of the Leadership Summit in October. I believe it's going to be a 2 or 3 day experience?
It's traditionally been 3 days. He said otherwise, so...
Okay, so at least bank on 2. We'll have more details about that. But what is going to be so uniquely different than we've ever experienced before is that what you guys experienced firsthand, excuse me again, what you all experienced front and center, is that it is taught, it is facilitated by, is it just Royal Diamonds or Diamonds and Royal Diamonds?
There was Diamonds too.
Okay,
yep.
Diamonds and Royal Diamonds.
Blue Axis, several of them.
Okay, these are individuals who are not speaking from a textbook or a manual, but these are individuals who have done exactly what they're talking about. They have built a successful organization. They've built a successful business, and so they are going to give of their time. They're not getting paid by NECN. There's no, you know, royalty fee or, you know, compensation. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart and simply saying, hey, this is where we're. So tell us about what that experience, that preview, because you experienced just 1 day of this.
Okay, yeah, well, and I really would like to make the point, I hope some people are listening that are going to Orlando to the Royal Alliance, because if they're thinking like we did, that just because they've been to Gold Training to the full session, that maybe they don't need to go, I'd like them to really reconsider that, because that's how Dan and I were at first. We're like, well, you know, do we really need to go? I've been twice to the full thing, and Dan's been at least 3 times. He went before he met me. And we were like, do we really need to stay an extra day? We're going to be up there 2.5 days anyway, blah, blah, blah. So I think the reason we really decided, first of all, we'd already be in Austin, and secondly, because at least 2 of our team members that went to the summit were staying for the Gold Training. We got to be there to see what they're learning. And I cannot tell you how glad that we are that we went to it. You made one point that I was going to make, and that it's going to be taught now, not by not that the facilitators weren't great that we had before, but they had not been through it. And these are people who've all been through it and built their businesses. One thing, Jonathan started out by saying that he has spent, as you all know, he's been with us since, what, July, I think, and he has spent so much time out in the field really seeing what's going on, so that they could design the bronze training and gold training, and so it would really complement what the field's already doing. And this was, again, an effort to reinforce the mindset, really, of how to get from silver to royal diamond, and not just by training, but by really focusing on concepts, the principles, the ideas, the concepts to help you build your business. And they kept stressing that we need to really open our hearts to the possibility that we're getting in our own way and really working on how to get out of our own way and building this business. But it was fun, too, and I don't want to ruin it for anyone who's going by telling you what the games were, but they came up with some really unique games. They took volunteers out of the audience to participate, and if no one volunteered, they've got volunteers. And these were games that, and they weren't like what you've had before in Gold Training, but they were things that really challenged your creativity and thinking outside the box. They would have 2 teams competing against each other. So the competition itself was fun and exciting, and then, you know, you were cheering for one team or the other or both. Anyway, it was just fun, and I would encourage everybody that is going to Orlando to go to Gold Training. And the neat thing is, anybody can go to it.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Anybody at any position, in how long or short your tenure with NECN can go. Dan, I'm curious for you, was there any one of the facilitators, whether it was Jonathan or one of the Diamonds or Royal Diamonds, one of the other presenters, that they stood out to you that this person left their mark?
I can't say that actually anybody particularly stood out, because they're all outstanding in their own way, and you can draw from every person and internalize whatever items of note that are going to help you, and I enjoyed every one of them. I can't really say that any one of them stood out. You may have more of a
Give us an idea of who you guys got to hear from. I mean, who were some of the people?
Julie, Tara, Dennis, Estes, True Axis, Rick, and Paige. Paige did a whole section herself. It was fabulous. And who else, Dan? I don't want to leave anyone out, but I know there were several
Larry
others.
Prophet.
Larry, of course, Larry Prophet, and Jonathan himself. I hate to leave one person out and hurt their feelings, because I know there were others, and I don't have them all in mind. But what was really neat, and Pat and Matt, fabulous.
Yeah.
And they were, they did a panel the second session in the afternoon that was really neat, and they had all the diamonds and royal diamonds up there. And anyone in the audience just asked them any question. And that was really helpful. They were just questions from the heart. Maybe, you know, how did you do this in your business? How did you get started? What do you think when this kind of thing happens? And that was probably one of the most useful things, is when they were all up there. Some questions were directed specifically at one person. Oh, Mike DiMuccio. Sorry if I left any of you out.
It's okay. Not enough of them are going to be listening to this recording.
We're all great.
You don't have to worry about it. But I know that was the one thing that Shirley, this wonderful, wonderful gal that I was speaking with last night from Virginia, had said that panel of leaders, and they didn't have a time element on it. They said, you know, we could just keep asking questions of the whole entire panel, the whole group of the leadership presentation team. And she said that was so beneficial, because at any time, I mean, when do we see in corporate America, let's just take for an example, if you're working in a white-collar job or any position, maybe it's not white-collar, but when can you be in an environment where you can be exposed to the best of the best and have an unlimited amount of time and just ask them how they did what they did? That doesn't exist anywhere in the world unless you're going to pay a boatload of money to them for their expertise.
Exactly, and they were so, I mean, as you know, I mean, they're all so gracious, and there's no stupid question. And so a couple people said, oh, this may be a silly question, but they made everyone feel so comfortable that, you know, it's a good question, and here's how we handle it, and here's how we handle it. And I just love the way they approached it.
Okay, and we're going to see more of that with that. The gold training will be a biannual event, if I understand it correctly. It'll be in conjunction with the October convention or leadership summit, which is what we have coming up this year, and then I believe they're looking at doing it one other time. So I wanted just to throw that out there, so people understand that if you're listening to this right now, this is not just this is totally different from humans being more. It's totally different from bronze training. Nikan is going to change the way we look at it. When people say, well, what kind of training do you have? Well, we've got several different options to look at, as a matter of fact, and here's one that's coming up. So I appreciate y'all sharing about that. I didn't want to spend a bunch of time on it, but at the same time, I think it's crucial that people understand that these events are taking place on a regular basis. So, hey, I asked for 35 minutes of your time. You guys have given me about 40. I so appreciate you sharing this. I hope this has been beneficial for other people. And if you were listening and you have somebody think, man, that story, this could be the thing, because I never really thought about it from that perspective, you can catch the recording at www.saturdayamlive.com and give Steve a couple days, okay? I want to forewarn you. Usually I say a couple, 2-3 hours, and the recording will be up. But being that it's Easter weekend, they're literally swamped with extra family members in town, and he called yesterday to let me know that Vance, Sunday night at the earliest, or more likely sometime on Monday, I'll be looking for the recording. So give it some time before you refer anybody to the site, And I know I'm going to get a few emails from people saying, hey, how come the recording's not there? And so, because they're not on the line right now, and they always listen to the recording. So again, www.saturdayamlive.com. And then I also want to add in there, this came up in last weekend's discussion with Bo Tanis, or our conversation, that the five non-negotiable weekly activities of a network marketer, something that Dave Stoltz has put together years ago, that's right there at the top, front and center. Just be looking for that. And it's an attachment, and boom, you just bring it up. And it's a really good, not resource, but it's a good format. Or if you're looking for, hey, what do I do during the week to make this business grow? Or how do I up the ante? Or if I had a template of something to go by, what should I be doing? That's a great resource, and it's right there on the website. So, Dan, Gene, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Vance. It was certainly an honor. As you know, the only reason we ever miss your Saturday morning call ourselves is if we are, we have a Pathfinders event about once a month, but thank you very much, Steve Crowford, for taping them, because we really enjoy hearing them.
So thanks again, and for everybody, have a fantastic, unbelievable Easter weekend. Hopefully the sun will be shining. We're crossing our fingers and praying a lot that the sun will come out for us here in the Northwest, because it's not typically here. I mean, I think we have sun today. No, not really. Maybe a little bit. But have a great Easter weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday morning, same time, same place. So bye-bye for now, everyone.
To learn more about NECAM, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.